Joe Biden adds last-minute stop in Minnesota Friday, busiest travel day since nomination. By Hannah Blow on October 29, 2020. Joe Biden, D, is expected to have his busiest travel day since formally becoming the Democrat Party's presidential nominee. Visiting three states, including a last-minute stop in Minnesota, as Election Day draws closer. Biden's campaign added a last-minute stop in Minnesota to his schedule on Friday. According to reports, he will hold a drive-in rally in St. Paul, in addition to events in Wisconsin and Iowa. The three-state stops will mark the busiest travel day on the campaign trail since becoming his party's nominee, according to reports. The Biden campaign's decision to add St. Paul to the former vice president's schedule follows recent polls showing Trump closing the gap in the decades-long blue state, which has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate in 48 years. Trump came close in 2016, losing the state by fewer than 45,000 votes. A Trafalgar Group survey released Wednesday showed Biden and Trump separated by 3.2%. Biden's lead just outside the survey's +2.92% margin of error. Thursday's Real Clear Politics average showed Biden up 4.7% in the North Star state. One survey leading up to the election 4 years ago showed Clinton up by double digits. She went on to win the state by 1.5%. Former Representative Jason Lewis, the Republican Senate candidate for Minnesota, laid out the path to victory for the GOP during an October 13 appearance on Breitbart News Tonight. In the greater Minnesota, 85 counties, other than Hennepin and Ramsey, those are the hardcore, left-wing, dark blue Minneapolis and St. Paul. Two counties, Minnesota has 87. The other 85 went for Romney by about 56,000 votes, Lewis said. Donald Trump came in and got 291,000 in greater Minnesota. I think we'll go over 300,000 this cycle. So instead of losing the state by 225,000, Trump loses by 44,000, Lewis continued. That greater Minnesota area where we spent the better part of a year. 40,000 miles later, Matt, we are going to take greater Minnesota in huge numbers, and so is the president. The Senate candidate added that the suburbs are coming back because of the fear for riots, and public safety and Second Amendment. And I think that's our pathway, he explained. Listen. Breitbartmiddle.fm R. Representative Jason Lewis, RMN, October 13, 2020. Lewis also noted that the GOP Senate majority could come down to the North Star state. I think our pathway, quite frankly, is better than other states who are trying to flip the state, Alabama obviously being the best, but I think Minnesota's the next best, he added.